Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you and all that you do. And just taking the time out on this Tuesday to rock out with us. It means a lot. And for anybody who wants to call in, feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. Feel free to sing, spit. Let us know what's going on in your community. Spit some poetry if you want to. Whatever it is that you want to do, feel free to utilize the Lyrical Cypher to do that. One thing we ask is just keep it clean so we can stay on the air. Other than that, let's just rock out and do what we do. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and slide into our very first round of the Lyrical Cypher. We're just going to go ahead and go hard. So let's get it.
Was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give as thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
Took a trip to the countryside of Grifton, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat on the other side of the bridge. I can't forget that. I really wanted those kids before tit tat, but what's that? The tick bike rolling on the back road, trying to stay in loop with no lassos. With the same group they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. And if you can't tell me that, what's smell me? You wanna be a small giant, just listen. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty, no wounds up on my back. I play the room for my city, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? I'm from the G. Rapping from the G. So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rapping from the G? Okay, I made it to the bridge, I'm at the edge. On the trunk of the bike, but some people call them pegs. Coming off the third leg of the race, cause the anchor finna shred. Man, soon as I cross the bridge, it's gonna be dead. Let me explain. Never thought I'd really make it here, but look at me, now I really gotta take it there. See, I'm rolling all in the city, trying to see who gon' really ride with me. I got my name on the front plate, y'all don't know it's me. Gotta make a change for y'all to notice me. See, I notice y'all, I don't want to fall. Gotta put you on my back, then grow with me. See, catch me at the shed, that's the stomping ground. Walking round, I seen the homie chop a chunk of deuces, reppin' G Champ. I see now it's about family and where it's at. So it's only right, I put my city on my back. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. You're from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? I'm from the G. Griffin from the G. You rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G. What you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G. What you rapping from the G?
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me. Therapeutically, play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. My day starts to get better. Met a girl.
everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Again, here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what somebody needs to hear. Or maybe you need to hear. Sometimes you have to hear yourself so you can heal yourself. And just knowing that. All right, everybody. So I'm going to open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit, you want to sing, whatever your talent is, you want to rap, you want to do some comedy, short stories. However, we are here to support you. And if you have something going on in your community or your business, please let us know so we can support you as well. We will be having more DJs on the with our lineup that we have playing tracks. So I'm looking forward to the DJs that I've actually had a couple conversations with some DJs. I'm excited about playing their tracks. So once I get those, I'll be able to let you know who they are, introduce you, and just go from there. So with that being said, also, if you don't want to get on the mic and you just want to do a shout-out, I'll shout you out, and you can also shout out somebody else as well if you like to. So we do have a caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got Mr. Carlos in the building. What's up, Carlos?
What's up? What's up, Chyna? How you doing, baby?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I got a lot going on. Kind of excited, but I can't say nothing yet.
Oh, I understand, man. Well, I'm just claiming for you.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it. I got a little something to share with y'all tonight, man. It ain't much. It's just something I put together a few minutes ago.
Okay.
And give me a hot second. Oh, man. All right, here we go. So we all have goals. Some have dreams. Whatever you want, all you got to do is go get it. Now, it may not come quickly. And if it's worth it, it ain't easy. But regardless, all you got to do is just stick with it. There will be ups and downs, lefts and rights, but remember, seek and ye shall find. So this life that you're living, all this crying and this sniffling, it only shows what's really on your mind. Now me, myself, personally, I've been going through a lot, but I refuse to let anything stop my success. So even when the drama comes, I'm going to continue to have fun. What I can't handle, God will take care of the rest. Stay focused and stay positive. I am a witness. You will see a big change in your life. Not only will it affect you and the things that you do, imagine the feelings of your kids and maybe your wife. Seek and you shall find. I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean. I'm looking to get some type of deal for my story. You know, the preacher and the dope fiend. See, I'm kind of like that leprechaun. The entire rainbow I will search. And this is what I'm seeking. And when I find it, I'll let y'all know exactly how it works. And that's that.
That's what's up, man. I like that.
No, I was just talking, man. Just do what you do, man. There can't no only person that can stop you is you. Man, that's anybody. I don't care what you're doing.
Exactly.
That's, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I just try to tell everybody, man. Do you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Seek and you shall find.
That's
I feel like that seemed to be in seemed to be in every one of my statements now, man. Whatever you're looking for, that's what you're gonna find.
You better say that. And that's true. I appreciate the positivity. I like the spin on it.
I try to stay positive, man. I try. Even when things get hard, I try to keep my head up. You got to. We ain't got no other choice.
Yeah, you got almost definitely. I'm constantly flipping negatives into positives. I got to because that's just me. I like peace. I love peace. And I like closure.
And I don't know if you heard it or not, the preacher and the dope thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody caught wind of it, Chyna. And I'm going to be talking to some folks about it. That's the only thing I can say about it.
More doors gonna continue to open for you.
Hey man, you could believe I'm excited about it though. I'm ready to damn. I mean, my bad. But
I'm ready to, you know what I mean? It got me excited, and that's all.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I changed, man.
So
I changed.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Everything is possible. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just making a change of life, man. All this stuff that I used to do, the lifestyle that I used to live, and now that you can actually do something else, and you know what I mean? And you see it, and it's positive, and it's, man, yo. Yeah, it's exciting.
Exactly.
And anybody,
as long as you're happy, that's
and
what
anybody,
matters.
Man. Yeah, and anybody, man, if you could do anything that you want to do, man, all you got to do is do it. Just go do it. Don't let nothing
Indeed.
Stop you.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all enjoy your show. Enjoy the show. Y'all, everybody, keep your head up. Stay positive. And love to everybody.
All right. Everybody, that was Carlos in the building. And with that being said, for anybody who's wondering about the Preaching the Dope thing, let's get it.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. And this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rib said only just wanna taste. I wanna feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rib shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. Guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check, expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
It's the Ill Nation. Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself, you better respect yourself. To all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that'll wreck my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit. But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news. They say, oh, we'll keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues. Sip and Tarika said, you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said, you got it, AB. Said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Million said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then a blessing is coming right down, cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. I ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turn into an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture. Do it for the people gone through lyrical torture. Do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again. But right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Ill Nation, dream chaser, hashtag and Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind.
Will. I woke up one morning and I felt a change had come over me. Blind to the naked eye, yet visible that I could see. My heart, my mind, my soul, somehow felt like butterflies flying free. And I thought, how could this be when I have a man that loves me and wants to marry me? Question after question as I conversate with myself, what do I do? How can I fix this? The answer was right there, but often dismissed, sometimes overlooked. And I have to admit, love is not a walk in the park or an open fairy tale storybook. It takes time to nurture and grow. So why is it that at times I feel so very low? Is it because I didn't get the reaction that I was looking for? Loving a woman like me is easy. It's not hard at all. For me, it's the little things, like good morning, good night texts, and them late night phone calls. But always keep in mind, loving the right person at the right time, with some compassion, a compliment, and some sextasy, those are all the right keys to unlock the heart to get us to our destiny. Keep doing what it took to get your baby hooked. Butterflies are free, but that's not where I want my heart to be. I want those butterflies you once gave to me.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent, all ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and ye prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rah.
Yeah.
Folks
always trying to tell you how to say how you feel and how to express your truths. But it's all art and math, baby. Just tell your story.
Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. It's just express yourself. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. It's just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. Pull them layers back. And just express yourself. Just express yourself. Just express yourself. And make them do the math. And just express yourself.
Funny how life is art and math. And we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add on to our greatness. Like overcoming obstacles. Like not having the job you want and finally getting it. Or that blessing you get when you finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted. Or just making it out of any situation when you didn't think you were. Like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein. When my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers weren't right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression. Cause life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks. But I subtract stress with a stanza. Multiply my meaning of life with a metaphor. Divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that had cost me everything I had. But me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Where life is art and math, How never give up is part of the solution. See how I'm a walking artifact. See how I live to make art a fact. How I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself. How expressing myself can ignite full expression in others. Like my brother from another mother recently told me that in October 2017, at his first open mic, hearing our words gave him life. 'Cause the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about. To see how you fit in this equation of life, despite the variables, it's all about the art and math. 'Cause in my vision, I see people of all ages, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings, when words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people. And I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have a formula for it. Like X times how hard I grind plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids. How my self-expression will gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation. So I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself. Like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter. Just define your art, define your math in this equation called life, and fully express yourself.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of three crack babies.
I can only imagine how many went to prison, and even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody needs...
I said it ain't hard to T-E-double-L. Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a faith. Tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say, look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the team. Because I ain't safe, the mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher. We actually about to go ahead and close out. But before I do that, I just like to give, like, as I learn and I grow, I like to give you what I'm learning and hopefully can help somebody. If it can help you, use it. If you can't, lose it. I won't be offended at all. But what I've been learning and just throughout the years is, life is, we all know that life isn't perfect and we're not perfect. And as those bumps in the road come into your lives, metaphorically, the storms, the different things that we endure, if you have a higher power, please pray. You know, pray about those things. Give it to God. If there are things that you can't change, you can't change people. No matter how hard you try, you can try to think and overwhelm yourself and shoot your blood pressure high and stress yourself out about trying to change people. You can't change anybody but yourself. And a lot of people spend more time trying to change our kids, trying to change our mates, trying to change our jobs, trying to change the tent there. Like, we can make changes within us, but we can't change other people and the past, none of those things. So just accepting that and knowing that only person you can change, like I say, is you, and the present, and just living in the present, and something to be thankful for. First and foremost, we're living, and just trying to find a way to turn those things that we might see as negative sometimes into a positive. Just like I said, about flipping the negative into a positive and praying for people and things that you can't change, like just spending more time focusing on loving you, making sure you're good so you can be able to give that back to someone else instead of waiting for someone to do it for you, do it for you. So when it comes to you, you'll be ready. If that makes any sense. And whatever it is, it's not just love. It's even with jobs, it's whatever. Just being ready for it, because if my brain is always on go mode or thinking about bad things, those are the things that we attract, you know, laws of attraction. So just being mindful, as summing it up, just being mindful of what you attract. You know, in your mind, if you're thinking negative, those things will come to pass. If you're thinking positive, think positive, you know, and that what we call the secret, what is called the secret, speak it, believe it, receive it. So speak it. If you want good things to come to pass, speak it and believe it that it will, and then receive it as it comes. Everything doesn't come the way we think or the way we want it to come, but it will come. But we have to be patient, and patience comes with long suffering. Believe me, I know. So you guys be blessed. I hope you had a great night tonight. I know I did. See you guys every Tuesday night at the Lyrical Cypher. And also this Saturday, hope to see you guys at Illusions Christmas Party. We do this every single year. We're going to have a great time. So come to Illusions Christmas Party on Saturday, December 15th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Doors open at 8. Everything starts from 8:30 to 11. We're going to have a good time. We're going to dance. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have a whole good food, some chill time, a nice little miniature show, and just vibe out with one another. And I can't wait to get on the dance floor. So feel free to come. And it's only $7. So love for you guys to come out. And I'll see you guys Saturday. Be blessed.